Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf tes. I received a text yesterday from a friend who said, I think I'm going to become one of those Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha people. I can't take all this chutzah. So I said, one more amud. All you have to do is hang in for one more amud on daf tes on the days. It's ki'ilu you go back to Maseches Brachos. It's mamash a brachos topic even that we hit on daf tes on the days. Not forever, but for a little bit. So let's see, Shabbos daf tes on alf. Oh, also, if you want a very good review of daf tes on alf, this website is always very good. Dafachayim.org is always very good. Dafka on Tesamad Aleph, it's like a must-see with the graphics that they have in the 6-minute review that they have of the Daf is mamish phenomenal. So strongly, strongly recommended, especially if you have difficulty following the picture I'm trying to paint with my words. They paint pictures with pictures, so it's a little bit easier. So, okay, we're holding the Daf Tesamad Aleph. The Gemara continues to analyze the Tosefta that we had on Daf Vavamad Aleph. So the last two lines of the Tosefta, the only two that we haven't gotten to yet. So the first of those last two lines is Acherim Ormim is Kufa Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyos. That Acherim had said that the threshold counts as two Rishuyos, can serve as two different Rishuyos. Bizman Sha Pesach Pasuach Kilifnim. When the door is open, then the threshold counts as the inside. Pesach Na'ul Kilichut. When the door is closed, then the threshold counts as the outside. That was the line from the Tosefta. So the just a little bit of introduction. Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha writes over here, Kasha Lahavin HaSugya L'Mishalo Laman Maseches Erevin. If you haven't learned Erevin, this sugya is going to be somewhat difficult to understand. V'lchein A'atik Ke'en Hakdama. So let me give you a little bit, something like a Hakdama. He says that although we have previously learned the Gedarim of a Rosh HaYachid, it is important to realize that a Mavoi, which is an alleyway that's closed on three sides, we're talking about a Mavoi She'eno Mefulash, so it's closed on three sides, and it's open on one side to the Rosh HaRabim, a Mavoi has a Din Mida Oraisa of a Rosh HaYachid. That's Rov Rishonim assume that way. And Mida Rabbanon, however, we do not allow carrying in a Mavoi, we treat it like a Carmelis. Mida Rabbanon, one is not allowed to carry in a Mavoi, we're concerned he's going to walk right out into the Rosh HaRabim. The Rambam happens to have a different sheet. The Rambam, the 14th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, holds that a Mavoi Min HaTorah is not even a Rosh HaYachid unless you do something to fix it. But either way, let's assume like the Rov Rishonim, that a Mavoi has a din of Rosh HaYachid Min HaTorah, Midrabanan, we don't allow a person to carry in a Mavoi. There are two ways to fix that. There are two ways to make it mutter to carry in a Mavoi itself, either with a Lechi or a Korah. So you have to do something at the entranceway to the Mavoi to make it mutter to carry inside of the Mavoi. A Lechi means you put up a pole that's 10 tefachim high on one side of the entranceway, and then you're allowed to carry anywhere inside of that pole. You're not allowed to carry across from that pole or outside of the pole, but anywhere inside of that pole, you're allowed to carry in the Mavoi. The other way to solve it is by putting up a Korah. A Korah is a beam that runs across the entire top of the Mavoi. It seems like a much more visible kind of thing. The Lechi is just one little pole on the side, standing upright on one side of the Mavoi. The Korah goes across the entire opening on the top of the Mavoi. The Korah will allow a person to carry throughout the rest of the Mavoi, and even underneath the Korah when the Korah is at least 4 tefachim wide. If the Korah were at least 4 tefachim wide, you'd be allowed to carry even underneath the Korah, because then we'd apply the din called Pitikra Yared Vesosi, which means that the outer face of the Korah is viewed as a mechitza that goes straight down. We build an imaginary mechitza that goes straight down, and it therefore closes off the fourth side of the Mavoi. So that's the basic idea of a Mavoi. So now, the Braisa was not abundantly clear what kind of threshold we're talking about. It just told us this din, that if you have a threshold, the threshold can sometimes be Rosh HaYachid, sometimes be Rosh HaRabim, depending on whether the door is open or the door is closed. When the door is open, it's like the Rosh HaYachid, it's like the inside. When the door is closed, we treat it like the outside. So says Gemara, V'afal Gav, the assumption we're going to be working with is that we're dealing with a Mavoi over over here. And that if you have a doorway to the mavoi, so if the doorway to that mavoi is open, then the area of that threshold is going to be considered, the threshold beyond the doorway is going to be, beyond the door is going to be considered like it's inside the Rishus Yachid. When the door is closed, the area is going to be, the area of the threshold itself beyond the door is going to be considered like a Rishus HaRabin. So frek the Gemara, v'afal gav deles le'lechi, wait a second, when the door is open, we consider the inside like a Rishus HaYachid, we're assuming we're dealing with a mavoi that you're allowed to carry inside of, so there must have been a lechi to be matir carrying inside of the mavoi. But doesn't the threshold need its own lechi? Because the assumption is that the lechi that you put up to permit carrying in the mavoi is a little bit further in. It doesn't cover the area of the threshold. It's not beyond the threshold. It's right by the door. You want to carry in the whole area of the threshold, which is beyond the door. So don't you need another lechi to be matir carrying in that area? The Avogav Lesley Lechi says Rashi, Kasal Kadaitich b'mavi shechshiro b'lechi v'lechio lifnim mina askofa. Very important. We're assuming that you already have a lechi in the mavoi, because otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the mavoi anyway. But the lechi is lifnim mina askofa. It's on the inside of the threshold. That's why we're wondering. Even though there's no lechi mibachutz, you're still allowed to carry in the askofa itself. Back in the Gemara, Vam Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav, Tocha Pesach Tzarech Lechi Achalat Tiro, Din Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav teach us that within the doorway itself, within the threshold itself, you need another lechi to be matir that area, because you could only, because a lechi in general, Rashi points out, Asur L'shtamish Neger Alechi El Michudu Apnimi V'lefnim. As we pointed out before, a lechi allows you to carry inside of where the lechi is. It does not allow you to carry directly across, and certainly not outside beyond where the lechi is. Only the inner surface of the lechi and inside is permitted to carry. So shouldn't you need another lechi to be able to carry in this area of the threshold? And if you want to tell me that we're dealing with a case where it's less than 4x4 tfachim, and if you look at Rashi, v'chitem d'lasvei rachav dalid b'meshech ovei achoma l'fichach ein rishos liatzma mutu l'shtamish k'neged alechi michu. Meaning the area of the Iskofa is not large enough to be considered its own Rishus, and that's why it's covered with that first Lechi. It doesn't help. Even if it doesn't have an area of Dalit al Dalit, that you're still going to need another Lechi to be matter the area. The first lechi is only matir lifnim min halechi. It's only matir what's inside of the lechi. So shouldn't you require another lechi to be matir the skufa? So bottom line, what we're saying right now is that according to the Braisa, when the doorway of the mavoi is open, you're allowed to carry in the threshold of the mavoi. So the Gemara asks, if we're talking about a case where you have the mavoi being fixed by a lechi, the lechi should not allow you to carry in the threshold. It should only allow you to carry inside the mavoi proper, but the threshold itself should need a different lechi. It should need another lechi. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How could you carry within the threshold? Shouldn't it require another lechi? The Gemara's going to have two approaches to answer this question. Approach number one: Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That we are dealing with, like we've said until this point, and this line is very difficult, because normally when you say Hachab iskofes mavoi askinan, it makes it sound like, oh, not what you thought until now. No, we're dealing with a mavoi. But we did think until now that we're dealing with a mavoi. So it's a very difficult line. But okay, you're right that we're dealing with a mavoi. That part was correct. But here's what we're adding in. Chetzio mekura v'chetzio she'enu mekura. We're not dealing with a lechi. We're dealing with the threshold of the mavoi has a kura on top of it, and half, the inner half of the threshold. Again, the threshold is right at the last part of the mavoi before the Rishus HaRabim. The inner half of the threshold has a beam running across the top of it. The outer half of the threshold does not. The kiruyo klape pnim. Right, that's what the inner half is, the one that has the beam running across the top. So pesach pasuach klifnim. When the doorway to the mavoi is open, so then it's considered, the mavoi is considered to extend all the way until the end of that beam that runs across the inner half of the threshold. So when we say you're allowed to carry in that threshold when the door is open, it doesn't even mean the entire threshold. It means the part of the threshold that's still underneath that beam. Pesach na'ul kilachutz. But when the door is locked, when the door is closed, rather, then what's underneath that threshold is considered to be, what's underneath that beam, rather, is considered to be on the outside of the mavoi. It's considered to be part of the Rishus Rabbim. Why should this be the case? So Rashi explains. Hachu biskofes mavoi eskinu kidka amrit. Very important word. Kidka amrit. We're not changing anything when we say that we're dealing with a mavoi. That's like we've said until now. Avalo b'mavoi shechshiru b'lechi. But the main thing that we're changing is, up until now we thought it's a mavoi that you were matir by using a lechi, a pole on one side of the mavoi. No, we're dealing with the mavoi that you were matir by using a beam running across the top. Typically speaking, the beam that runs across the top of a mavoi is one tefach wide. Perikamide Irvin. Vaiskofa va'ovia pesach mistama ruchavim heim. But the actual threshold, the area in question that we're trying to discuss, whether you're allowed to carry in or not, is usually pretty wide. It's much more than one tefach. So nimtza chetzio shel ovia pesach makura v'chetzio einu makura. So it'll turn out half of the threshold, since the beam is only one tefach wide, and the area that we're trying to be matir is more than one tefach wide, so only part of that area is covered by this beam. Part of it is not. Ukagon she'niya chakora klape pnim litzada mavoi. The beam was placed, in our case, on the inner part of the threshold. Hilkach pesach pasuach kilufnim mitoch achitzon shalkura amichud achitzon shalkura vilufnim. So when the door is open, the area of the threshold is like the inside of the mavoi, but not the whole area of the threshold. Only from the outer edge of the beam and in, only from under the beam and in, is considered like the inside of the mavoi. We're assuming, like the opinion that holds, that when you are matir a mavoi with a kora, you're allowed to use the area directly underneath the kora. Either for one of two reasons. Either because the whole point of the kora is just a hecker, that you should remember not to walk outside. You'll see that and you'll realize, oh, there's a new rishus that I'm about to walk into rishus rabbim. So the outer area, the area underneath the kora should be fine as well, because you still have the hecker. If you look up, you're still underneath the kora. Or maybe we view the kora not as a hecker, but as a mechitza. It's a fourth wall of the mavoi. How does it make a mechitza? By the outer face of the kora serving as an imaginary wall that goes straight down. We view the outer part as if it goes down. So that's really that's very well understandable then. Why, if you have a kora over the opening of a mavoi and the door is wide open, you should be allowed to carry under the kora. Good, that makes sense. Why, when the door is closed, are you now not allowed to carry under the kora? I mean, let's say the door of the mavoi is closed, and you're outside the door. You're not inside the mavoi, you're outside the door. But you're right under the beam. So if you were to look up, you'd see the beam right over your head. You're not allowed to carry there. Why not? Shouldn't we say the same thing? That the outer face of the beam is like a wall, and it's as if you're closed in between the door and the wall, and you have walls on the two sides of the mavoi, so you're like you're surrounded by four walls? So says Rashi, Pesach no'ul, v'adelas shokef, once you close that door and the entire threshold is now outside of the door, kilachutz, then the threshold is considered to be like it's outside in the Rishus Rabbim. Va'afilu tachas akora, and even under the beam you're not allowed to carry. Tikima de nistam amavui but la kora. In order for a kora to function, it needs to be right. It needs to be adjacent to a mavoi. Once the mavoi is closed off, it's as if the kora is not there. The kora on the outside of the mavoi is not able to function. A random beam running across somewhere in the middle of nowhere doesn't do anything. A beam functions as something that's matir you to carry when it's at the opening of a mavoi. It's only considered at the opening of the mavoi when the mavoi is open. But when the mavoi door is closed, so then this is just a beam somewhere on the outside, that doesn't allow you to carry. We don't say that it's an imaginary wall that gets built down from the outer face of the korud. Korachas only works when it's coming to enclose an area of fourth tefachim. What's the actual width of the korah? We said one tefach. So between the door, the closed door, and where you want the good achas to work, this imaginary mechitza to happen, you only have one tefach of space, so it can't happen. It doesn't work that way. The good achas is only going to work when the door is open. Good. That is one approach to understanding that line of the braisa. Second approach, back in the Gemara, Ravashi Amar, the olam biskofas bayis eskinan. Scratch everything we learned until now. It's nothing to do with the mavoi. We're dealing with the threshold of a house. Why is it when the door is open, you're allowed to carry in that threshold of a house, and when the door is closed, you're not allowed to carry in the threshold of a house? Ukagon shekira b'shtei koros. The threshold has two beams running across the top of it. She'in b'zuar ba, ve'in b'zuar ba. Problem is, neither of the beams themselves that run across the top are four tfachim wide. Ve'in b'in zu l'zu shlosha. And there is an open space in between the beams that is less than three tfachim. V'delas be'emtza. The way the door is constructed is that when you close the door, it's right in between those two beams. So you have these two beams, each of which are less than four tefachim. You have some sort of airspace, some sort of empty space between the two beams, and the door would close right in between those two beams. So Pesach Pesuach Kilefnim. When the doorway is open, so then you would view those two beams as if they're one continuous area of more than four tefachim. Each one is, let's say, 2.5 tefachim, right? And then you have an airspace of, let's say, one tefach. So we view this as 1/6 tefach straight beam, because we could apply the concept of lavud. If you have two beams right near each other, they're only separated by a tiny bit of airspace, so you apply the concept of lavud, they're viewed as one continuous beam. So therefore, it's considered like the inside of the house, because then you would say pitikri or visosim. On the outside, it's considered like the inside of the house. Pesach no'ul, but if the door is closed, so now you can't view it as one continuous beam, because you have a mechitza right in the middle of it. You have a door that closes right in the middle of the, right in between the two beams. So the outer beam is stuck outside the door, and it's less than four tefachim. So it's not going to be matir the area underneath it. So that's why it's kulachutz. That's why when the door is closed, it's kulachutz. But that's the hard part of the daf. The Gemara then discusses one last chutzah-related issue, and that is the last line of the Tosefta on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, where it said, "V'im ha'isis kof gavoa yud v'rechav adalid harezu rishus liatzim." That if you have a threshold to a house that is in fact that is on its own 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide, then it serves as its own rishus hayachid. So says the Gemara, "Misayele l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi." This is a riot. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Damar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Omer Hayir Ameir, Kol Mokom Shata Motzi Beis Rishuos Vein Rishus Achas, Kegon Amud Bar Rishus Hayachid Gavoa Yud V'Rachav Dalid. The halacha is that even if you have two rishus hayachids that are adjacent to each other, but they're different rishios, they're rishus hayachids, but one is one kind of rishus hayachid, one is another rishus hayachid, they're very clearly discernible from each other. Like if you have, let's say, inside of a rishus hayachid, a big pole, 10 tefachim high, 4x4 tefachim wide. So Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi holds, you're not allowed to pick something up in the rishus hayachid, in your yard, and put it on that pole. It's Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid, a Gezeri Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to do it, because we're afraid you might do the same in Rishus Rabban, to take some Rishus Rabban and put it on a big mound, a big pile of something that's also 10 Tvachim wide, 4 Tvachim wide, in a Rishus Rabban. So that's what's going on with this Iskofa and the Brisa as well. The Brisa says that if the Iskofa itself, the threshold itself is 10 Tvachim high, 4x4 Tvachim wide, you can't even pick something up in the house and put it on the Iskofa. Your house is Rishus Yachid. The Iskofa, the way that we just described, has that mentions of Rishus Yachid. Yeah, that's this din, that we make a gzeira that you're not allowed to do that, lest you come to do the same in a Rishus Harabim. Gzeira mishum tel b'Rishus Harabim. Says Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, Omeri demi bayis la'aliyah lo asra meir letaltel. Why didn't Rameir say that it's also to carry from your house up to your rooftop? Or to your second, forget the rooftop, the second floor of your house. It's a separate Rishus, separate room. You shouldn't be allowed to go from one room in your house to another room in your house. It's one Rishus Hayachid to another Rishus Yachid. Why is that any different than going from your house to the putting something from your house to the threshold of your house? So that Rameir didn't answer. The lo yavol letaltel b'kach min Rishus Harabim la'aliyah to minkar mechitzasa, because we don't think that someone is going to then carry, if we allow you to carry from one room in your house to the second floor of your house, that you can then carry from Rishus Harabim to the second floor of a house that you're going to carry, because that's that you have clear mechitzos that show you that you're about to walk into a house, so you're going to remember not to go from the Rosh Rabbim into the house. V'lo toh in shibachi. People don't make mistakes like that. El dafka tel b'Rosh Hashayachid. A mound in Rosh Hashayachid gazar atu tel b'Rosh Hashayachid. They made a gzeira atu a tel b'Rosh Hashayachid, a mound that's in Rosh Hashayachid. The lekha mechitzos. Because there are no mechitzos. You know, you don't walk by any walls in order to get to the mound. You just put something on top of the mound. So that's why we don't make this gezeira when it comes to various rooms in a house. Ubereish kol gagos mefreish lom ramer elgon amud va'amas harechayim dekavii avlo machteshes v'rama metaltlim. Not only that, we're only going to make this gezeira. This is only going to be a problem if the reshus hayachid that you're putting it on is set in place. It's immovable. But if it's a kli or something like that's easily moved, that, like to put something on top of the freezer, let's say. The freezer's 4x4 tefachim. You have a big fridge, a big freezer, 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high. No, we're not going to make a gzera like that because that's a movable object. But any dvarim ha-metaltalim is not, I don't know if freezer is the best example of a movable object, but it's a good shayla. It depends on the freezer. It depends how it's built in, but if it's just plugged in, and let's say it has wheels on the bottom, let's say the fridge upstairs in shul, it has wheels on the bottom, you could easily move it. So then it's a davar mitaltel. Then Tos says va'omeri. Do we paskin like this? Do we paskin that you're not allowed to go from one rishus, you're not allowed to bring something from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid within that same rishus yachid? The alpha gav the kaimel and kramer b'gzeirosav afilu legabe rabim kenumuch preishaf lp. Generally speaking, we follow all the gzeiros of Rameir, even if the majority of Tanaim disagree with him. Where do we find that? Ksubas daf nun zayin. So you think, what do I know from ksubas daf nun zayin? You all know this gzeira. Gabe hadam Rameir asul hashos ishto afilu shah achas below ksuba. That you're not allowed to stay with your wife even shah achas without a ksuba. That's Rameir's gzeira. Most of the Tanaim disagree. They don't think that the chum disagree. They don't think that there's any such din. Why should you not be allowed to stay with your wife without a ksuba? What does a ksuba have to do with being able to stay with her? Ksuba is a monetary agreement that if you get divorced or you die, that she's going to be owed money. Why should you not be allowed? Rameir holds as a special gzeira midrabanan, because we want to make sure that people have a ksuba, that you're not allowed to stay with your wife. A punishment, you're not allowed to stay with your wife without a ksuba. I was once eating lunch at somebody's house, and I was reading the ksuba on the wall, and I realized that it was puzzle. I said, hey, is this your real ksuba? They said, yes, why do you ask? I said, we should talk after Shabbos. So after Shabbos, they had to come over to my house, and we had to make a new ksuba. They couldn't stay together. They couldn't be in the house without a ksuba. So over here, hacha in halach Rameir. But nevertheless, even though we always follow Rameir's gzeros, not here, says Tosfos. Not on this gzeros. The perikol gagos paskinim behedya halach Rabbi Shimon. Because even though we have a rule that says that we generally follow the gzeros of Rameir, when the Gemara explicitly says not to pasken like Rameir, then we don't. And there happens to be a Gemara in Erevin that says explicitly that we don't pasken like Rameir over here. Okay, that is the end of Hotzah for now. Now, I'm not going to promise forever, but for now. So now we move on to Aftesim Bey's new Mishnah. Again, like a brachos related type of Mishnah. Lo yeshev adam lufnei asapar. A person is not allowed to sit in front of the barber. Samach lemincha ad sheyispalel. When it's close to mincha time, until he davens. You have to daven mincha. We don't want you to get involved in your haircut and then forget to daven mincha. And it's not only a haircut. Velo yikonis adam lemerchat. You shouldn't go into the bathhouse. Velo leborski. You shouldn't go to the tanner. Velo or to start tanning hot. Hides yourself. V'lo lechol, you shouldn't sit down to a meal. V'lo ledin, if you happen to be a dayan, you shouldn't sit to judge a din Torah when it's samach lemincha. If you have not yet davened mincha, but v'mischilu ein mafsikin. If you already began, then you don't stop your meal. Let's say you already began tanning, you already began doing any of these things. You don't have to stop in order to daven mincha. Just try to remember to daven mincha later. It says Tosos afilu ischilu beisir. Even it doesn't mean if you started. Let's say you started before chatzos, and then you realize now that it's mincha time because you're continuing to eat the meal. It's a long meal, and it's going for that you don't have to stop. No, not only that, not only do you not have to stop in that situation, even if you started samach lemincha, you started at a time that it's asr to start, and so you started be'isr, still you don't have to stop, and this is, we have a riot of this from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. First, What do we have? First 3 days after after Sukkot, we quoted Sukkot in every single daf so far. The first 3 days, so you have a raya from Sukkot daf lamed ches where Gabi Misha Baba Derech Vein Biyad Lulav Notal Shulchano. We're talking about someone who's Baba Derech, who's traveling and he doesn't have a lulav, so he's Notal Shulchano. He should he could take it before he eats. So Parach Lememru Demafsekin. So does that mean you have to stop your meal? Vatnan Emischilu Ein Mafsekin V'lo Mishani Dach Beischilu Beheter. And the Gemara never says no. When you started Beheter, then you don't have to stop your meal. When you started Be'isr, you do have to stop. It never says that. Sounds like you don't have to stop your meal even if you started Be'isr. So that's one thing. That Ein Mafsekin means even if you started Be'isr. The Yerushalmi on this Mishnah says not only do you not have to stop, if you do stop, it's Nikra Hedyot, that a person is called a Hedyot, similar to what we have in the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, where the Ramah says that someone who sits in the Sukkah when it's raining outside is Nikra Hedyot. So it's Kalapata, that's based on the Maimon Chazal called Pater Min Adavar Valsehu, someone who's Pater from something and does it anyway, is Nikra Hedyot. Now the Ramban Kiddushin of Lamed Aleph writes that a person, we only say Nikra Hedyot if when being Machmir you don't even get the mitzvah. Like if you sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, so the Chiddush of the Ramah is that you're not even getting the mitzvah of Sukkah when you sit in the Sukkah when it's raining. So that's why it's Nikra Hedyot. What are you being mitzari yourself for to sit in the rain? You're not even gaining anything. You're not even getting the mitzvah anyhow. So it seems to be against this Yerushalmi. Because over here, let's say you stop your meal and you daven mincha. Do you not get a mitzvah tefillas mincha? You don't get credit for that? Of course you do. So it seems from that Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi understands Nikra Hedyot even if you do get the mitzvah. It's just you didn't have to do it. What do you have to be so machmir? What did you have to stop your meal for? But that's the halacha. Now this phrase, samach lemincha, what does samach mean? So the Gemara, in the Gemara, Rashi is going to explain when we talk about mincha gedola, mincha ketana, which mincha zman we're talking about, that samach means a half hour, within a half hour of mincha. So let's say we're talking about mincha gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, so this would mean at chatzos. Right? If we mean mincha ketan, which is 9.5 hours into the day, this would mean 9 hours into the day. Where else do we find samuch means a half hour? There's a gemara, two gemaras in Pesachim. On daf nun chesam and alf, the first daf of Tamin Nishchat, of the fifth parak of Mesech Pesachim, which is all about figuring out the zman, the proper time to bring the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach, and still finding time to bring the Karban Pesach. So use the term samuch to mean a half hour. And more famously, in the first amud of the 10th parak of Masech Pesachim, of Arvei Pesachim, where it says on Erev Pesach, a person is lo yochal ad shetechshach. What does it mean, samuch lemincha? You shouldn't eat an Erev Pesach because you want to be able to eat matzah that night. You can have a lot to eat on the night of the Seder. So over there also, it means chatzi shah, it means a half hour. But the word samuch, by definition, even when referring to a time, doesn't always mean a chatzi shah. For instance, Gemara Nida Samuch Vavim Bey says, samuch lechafifa tevila, that a woman has to make sure that she does her bath and her preparations before going to the mikvah, samuch to going to the mikvah. But there's no din that it has to dafka be within a half hour of going to the mikvah. Let's say a woman knows on a Friday night tevila, today's Friday, so Friday night tevila, so she knows that she's not going to have time to do the chafifa mamish right before Shabbos, because Baruch Hashem, she has a family, she has a lot going on in the house right before Shabbos. But when the kids are at school and things are quiet in the house in the morning, then she'll be able to do a proper chafifa. So she could do it. That's when she should do it. That's when she's supposed to do the chafifa. It's not going to be within a half hour. Some of chafifa tevila means get it as close as you can. It doesn't always mean within a half hour. The word samuch doesn't always mean a half hour. The Shor Mitzvah Balacha compares this to the zman of chinuch. Just like the mitzvah of chinuch, we say that you should start being mechanech your children when they're close to becoming a gadol. So it depends on the mitzvah. For some mitzvahs, it's when they're 6 years old. For some mitzvahs, when they're 8 years old, right? The Gemara tells us in a couple of places, so you give him a lulav when he knows how to shake the lulav, when he knows the sa'ate, if you give him tzitzis. You have to figure out when he's able to do that mitzvah. It's not a set time that's always the same. Now the Nimuka Yosef Mesachs Baba Kama Yudon Beis Bedapi Arif says, let's say a person didn't daven when he still had time, because he thought he had an opportunity to daven mincha early, but he said, plenty of time, I'll daven later. And then sure enough, he misses the zman. He misses the davening. So he says that's not called posheya. It's considered ta'av alo espalel, and he could still daven tefilas tashlumin. Because at the time that he had the opportunity, he really thought that there was plenty of more time left, and there was plenty of more time, and then he forgot later on. However, he says in Mukhei Yosef, when it comes to tefillah, people should try to be extra careful, to try not to delay. Try to get it in as early as possible. Try not to wait till you do things later. After all, Mishnah, Shabbos, Taftes, and Beis, there's a whole list of activities of what you're not supposed to do prior to davening, because after all, you don't want to miss out on the davening. Now it says, Samach L'mincha. What about other tefillos? Is this only a din in Mincha? They are not allowed to daven Samach L'mincha? So the Elia Rabbah and the Aruch HaShulchan, Asim Reish Lamed Hei, say that when it comes to Mariv and Kriya Shema, only eating is aser. But going to the bathhouse, the tanning, the sitting for a din Torah, all that's mutter. Only eating is going to be aser before Mariv and Kriya Shema. Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Hei Sif Beis don't even mention any of the other Yisurim by Tfilas Arvis, except for eating. None of the other Yisurim get mentioned by Tfilas Mincha and Sim Reish Lamed Beis. They mention all of the Yisurim. So the implication is that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's only a din in Achila by Mariv and Kriya Shema, but it's by Mincha, it's all of these activities are asked. Why the difference? So the reason that they only asked for Achila is because Achila could bring a person to fall asleep. When a person is very full, they get tired. So whereas these other things, it's not an issue of falling asleep, it's just an issue of getting caught up. So when you're worried that you can get caught up with something, so Mincha, you have a short window to daven Mincha. So we don't want you to do something Samach L'mincha, because we're afraid you can get caught up in something, you're going to miss the Zman of Mincha. The window from Mariv is a very long window. You could have in Mariv all night. So we're not worried that if you're, as long as you're going to be awake, the concern with Mariv is you might fall asleep. But if we don't want you to eat, because you eat, you're going to fall asleep. But as long as you're going to be awake, we have no problem with doing these other activities, because we assume that you'll still be awake and be able to daven Mariv. That is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rashba writes that the same of all these halachas would be true for Mariv. That if you eat, Einu Mafsik, and you're not Mafsik for Dinim Drabanim, as we'll soon see in the Mishnah, as long as there's still time. But anything that Yechayv mi Daraisa to be mafsik for, let's get to the Daraisa and Rabbanan in a second. Let's see the end of the Mishnah. Mafsikin l'kriya shema, ve'in mafsikin l'tefillah. We stop a meal for kriya shema, but you don't have to stop a meal for tefillah. Why do you stop a meal for kriya shema? So Rashi says, mafsikin l'kriya shema, di'isa mi Daraisa, because kriya shema is a chiv Daraisa, but you're not mafsik for tefillah. Wow, that leaves a very strong implication. That implies that tefillah is not daraisa. This, of course, is a machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, whether tefillah is daraisa, tefillah b'chol yom is a din daraisa or not a din daraisa. So the Yerushalmi over here says that Kriya Shema Dvar Torah, Tefillah ain't a Dvar Torah. That since Tefillah is not a Dvar Torah, is not a Daraisa, that's why you're Mafsik. So says the Meiri, what if you hold that Tefillah is Min HaTorah? Still, Kriya Shema is more Chamer. Meaning this Mishnah is not a Raya, that Kriya Shema, that Tefillah rather is Drabanan, because you could still differentiate between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, because Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. So even if Tefillah is Min HaTorah, still maybe we'd be Mafsik Dafka for Kriya Shema and not for Tefillah, because Kriya Shema has an element of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim. There is an interesting tshuva in the Shvos Yaakov in Siman Lamed Zayin. It talks about someone who normally is makbid to light Ner Chanukah using oil. And one time he didn't have oil when it came Zman to light Ner Chanukah, so he took wax candles and he started putting the wax candles in the menorah, and he was ready to light, and then oil came. Then he got oil. So the question is, should he unload the menorah, reload it with oil, and or just light what he has? So says Shvus Yaakov, Yigmar a mitzvah b'nei Rosh Chodesh Sheichin, he should continue, finish the mitzvah with what he started preparing with, and his raya is, im ischilu ein mafsikin. From Mishnah and Shabbos, Taftes and Beis, once you start, you don't stop. Once you start in the... So wait a second. What in the world does that have to do with anything? Over here, we're not even talking about starting a mitzvah. We're talking about starting a Dvar Rishus. We're talking about starting a Suuda. Then once you start a Suuda, you don't have to stop to go do a meal. So the Shvus Yaakov would say, yeah, Kal V'chomer. If you assume, like the Yerushalmi we said before, that Ein Mafsikin, that you're Nikra Hedyot, that you're considered a moron if you stop. So then, and even for a meal, so for sure, when you started doing a Hachana for a mitzvah, that then you shouldn't stop. But says Shvat Mitzvah of Allah, that's a very bad comparison. Because over here, why don't you stop the meal? Why, we don't want you to daven mincha? No, we figure you'll daven later. I mean, this is all a concern, lest you forget to daven. But presumably, you'll daven later. Most of the time, you'll remember, you'll daven later on. Right? So you'll still do the mitzvah. Will you do the mitzvah b'shleimusa? Yeah, you'll daven with kavana and everything. You'll do the mitzvah really well. Over here, by the Ner Chanukah, if you can use the wax candles, then you're not going to be using the oil candles. You're not going to be using the best way to do the mitzvah. So why would we recommend the mischila way of seeking? No, Adrabba, go do the mitzvah in the better way. So he doesn't understand Shom Yitzchak Malacha questions that tshuva of the Shvos Yaakov. Okay, says the Gemara. Hey, Samach Lemincha. Which Samach Lemincha are we talking about? Because Mincha, it could mean two things. There's Mincha Gedola and Mincha Katana. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day. So Machlokes Rishonim, which is better? Is it better to have Mincha Gedola and Mincha Katana? May relate very much to our sugya. So which Samach L'Mincha should you not be doing all these things before? Ilem L'Mincha Gedola, if we're talking about Mincha Gedola a half hour after Chatzos, Amai Lo, Ha'ikas Shus B'Yom Tuva. Why can't you eat when it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon? Because you're worried you're going to miss Mincha. Mincha's not for another 6.5 hours. You have so much time. So what are we worried about? Ella samach l'mincha katana. So it must be that when we say samach l'mincha, we mean samach l'mincha katana. That the later zman mincha, 9.5 hours into the day, so 9 hours into the day already, you shouldn't be doing these things. Im ischilu ein mafsikin, but we say then that if you start, you shouldn't stop. Name a tavi tiyufta Rabbi Shulban Levi. Maybe there's a tiyufta on Rabbi Shulban Levi. Then when we say that if you start you can't stop, why? Dam Rabbi Shulban, you shouldn't have to stop. Dam Rabbi Shulban Levi. Kivin sheyigias man tefilas mincha asr la adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyispalu tefilas mincha. That once tefilas the zman of tefilas mincha comes, you can't taste anything. Not a morsel of food could go in your mouth. But our mission just said, if you're starting your meal, keep eating. What do you mean, keep eating? I thought, asr litom! So don't you see that this is a tiyufta on Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi, there's no way to reconcile Rabbi Shua ben Levi with our Mishnah. So says Tosfos, mashmalei da'afilu hiskel mafsik midam asr litom. Meaning, why is this a stira? Maybe Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying, don't start a meal. Asr litom means don't put food in your mouth, l'chadchila. But it doesn't mean to say that if you start, you can't stop. No, the word asr litom sounds like you can't taste food, regardless of context, even if you're already halfway through a meal. So Frek tells us, in Tomer, looking masnisim behiskel beheter, dashkan gabe Abdallah, we find such a concept by Abdallah, that if you started the meal beheter, maybe then we would say that you can continue. But if you started beisser, that's where Rabbi Shua ben Levi is talking, that you're not allowed to taste something. We have such a concept by Abdallah. By Abdallah, it also has a lashon of asr litom klum, right? You're not allowed to taste anything before Abdallah. But what if you started Shalosh Shudas and just having a long Shalosh Shudas? Is a Jew allowed to continue Shalosh Shudas after nightfall? Of course, we do it all the time. So why is that okay? Because you're maschil beheter. It says asr litom means if you're maschil the meal beisser, so you're not allowed to taste another thing. Why don't we say the same thing over here? So he says Yeshlomer tells us at the end, mischilu ein mafsikin mashmai afilu ischilu beisser. Mischilu ein mafsikin. Tosfos already said this. He said in the second Tosfos on the page that we already read that mischilu ein mafsikin sounds like even if you started beisser, you don't have to stop. So it would still be a steer with asr litom, because even if you started beisr, you don't have to stop. Asr litom would at least be when you started beisr that you do have to stop, that you can't eat. So don't you see our mission is a steer with Rabbi Shulman Levi? So Gemara is going to give a couple of answers. First, Gemara says, "Lo, liolam samach l'mincha gedola." Maybe our mission is not talking about mincha katana, talking about mincha gedola. But we said, why would you have to stop doing all these activities samach l'mincha gedola? You have all day ahead of you. B'tisparus ben alasana. We're talking about a very involved kind of haircut. Haircut of Ben Elisha. Ben Elisha was the person who learned how to do the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. What was unique about the haircut of the Kohen Gadol was that it was extremely short. Each hair was only as long as till the next hair, but he had no bald spots. Every hair was exactly cut to exactly the same size. So it took a long time. They had to cut hair by hair, or something like that. So it took a very long time to give such a haircut. So that's going to take all day. And lo lemerchatz, lekula milsa demerchatz. Merchatz doesn't just mean to take a shower. It means to use shampoo and to warm up the water and to go for the schmitz afterwards. You know, to take a nice leisurely shower. Velo leborski. And when we say you can't do borski, it means leborski gedola, a very involved kind of tanning, a very long. I don't know what tanning involves, but the full long tanning. V'lo lechol b'suda gadol. Not eating doesn't mean you can't grab a sandwich. It means a big suda with many courses. That's what you're not allowed to do. V'lo ledin b'tchilas din. And not sitting down to a din Torah means starting a din Torah. Din Torah could take a long time. So that's what all these things mean. It's all mincha gadola, and you can't do these things because they'll take a very, very long time. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar liolam b'tisparos tidan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no. We're dealing with a regular haircut. L'charchila ma'ilu yeshev. Why can't you sit even samach l'mincha gedola? You have such a long time ahead of you. Gzeir Hashem yishavar azug. We're afraid that the scissors are going to get cut halfway through. It's going to break halfway through the haircut. Then you need to find new scissors. You're not going to just say, ah, forget it. I'll finish this haircut some other time. You look like a crazy person with a half a haircut. So you're gonna make sure that you get another scissors. And if you don't get one, you'll make one, and it will take all day till you replace the scissors. And lemerchatz even means just to go in for a regular shvitz. It doesn't mean anything too involved. Aye, then why can't you do it lecharchila samach lemincha? You have all day ahead of you. Gzeira shami yisalta. When you go in for a shvitz, it gets so hot that we're afraid you might faint. And once you faint, you need to rest. And so it could be a whole day activity. And even going to the borski didn't mean a very involved kind of visit to the tanner. It meant just checking over the hides. Lecharchila amai lo. Why can't you do it lechachil then samuch lemincha gedola? Dilmachazi pseid de bezvina yomitrid, because we're afraid you're going to see that there's a loss to some of your investments, and you're going to get caught up in dealing with it. Rashi says umitrid yitzta'er v'yetarud b'tza'ar ovelo yispalo. You're going to be tarud in your tza'ar, and you're not going to daven. That's a chiddush that Rashi says. Mitrid I would have translated as you'll get involved in trying to fix whatever the problem is. Rashi says no. Mitrid means you'll sit there depressed. You'll just be too upset to daven. So you're not going to daven. You're going to be too upset. That itself is a very great chiddush that would be enough. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav says that we're talking about tirdas malacha, that you're going to be so involved, not tirdas hamoach, not that your brain is going to, that you're going to be involved in actually doing work. This is Rambam l'shitaso. Rambam holds that if someone is caught up in his brain with something, so then he's not allowed to daven. It's also this balal when he's tarred, and therefore maybe we wouldn't make a gzeira lest you become tarred. No, and then you talk, you're going to be potter. You're going to be potter from tefillah if that happens. V'lo lechel besuda ketana l'chachilah ma'lo. Lo lechel means even besuda ketana. Why can't you start eating a suda ketana samach l'mincha gedola? You have all day dil masi l'mshuche. Because suda ketana, if you're a little more hungry, could easily turn into a suda gedola. So we don't want that to happen. V'lola din b'gemaradin, and in sitting down for a din could even be the gemaradin where it should only take a few minutes. L'chadchila amai lo, then why can't you do it samach l'mincha gedoli of all day? Til mechazi time of a sasudina. Because the thing about a din Torah is that even if it's very late in the game, you might come up with a new svara, someone might come up with a new argument, and it will change everything. You have to rip apart the whole case. You have to reanalyze everything. You have no idea how long it's going to take. So that's how Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that we're talking about mincha gedola. Again, we had two days that both said we're talking about mincha gedola. The first day that said we're talking about mincha gedola assumed that we're dealing with things that take a very, very long time. And the second day said, no, things that normally take a short time, but we're concerned. It's a gezeira. We're concerned it will take a long time. Frankly, Gemara now, we said you're not allowed to sit down. Very interesting lush of the Mishnah. Lo yeshev adam l'fnei asaper. Why not lo yestaper? Don't get a haircut. What does it mean? Don't sit in front of the barber samach l'mincha. So Gemara says, obviously there's something that's called a haschala of a haircut, where we then say im maschilin im hischilu ein mafsikin, where if you start you don't have to stop, and it's not when they cut the first hairs, that there's some time that's considered the haschala. So Gemara is going to discuss what is the haschala of each of the things in the Mishnah. Me'emasai haschalas tisparis. What's called the beginning of the haircut? So Amar Rav Avin mishianiach ma'afarish al sapar nal birka. It's when they put the apron over you that catches all the hair so that you don't get messed up from all the hairs. Umeima says that's already called sitting down for the haircut. That's already that schala. From that point, you wouldn't have to be mafsik. Umeima says schala's merchatz. What's considered the beginning of the merchatz? Amar Rav Avin, mishiyara mafaraso himena. As soon as you remove your outermost garment, you take off one garment, so that's already sudro, Rashi says, hu rishon afshatas begadav. The first beged that you would take off, that's already the beginning of taking a bath. What's the beginning of the tanning process? When you tie the sleeves of your garment to behind your back or something so that they don't get messed up, so that's already considered to be the beginning of the tanning process, even though you haven't actually done anything, you're just preparing your clothing for the tanning. What's considered the beginning of a meal? Rav Amar Mishiyitol Yadav. Rav says when you wash. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mishiyatir Chagura. And Rabbi Chanina says it's it's when you untie your belt. That's when it's the beginning of the meal. V'lo pligi halan v'alu. And they're not arguing. One is talking about B'nai Bavel, one is talking about B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Apparently the B'nai Bavel would tie their belts very, very tight, and when they would eat, they would need to untie their belts. So that's the signifies the beginning of the meal. The B'nai Eretz Yisrael didn't tie their belts so tight, so they didn't need to undo their belts before eating, and therefore it didn't signify the beginning of the meal. The Bach and the Prisha in Or Chaim, Simon Kufman and Zayin, say the Pasuk in Ve'echa Pas Lechem, Parsh Ve'yera, that Ve'echa Pas Lechem, say Ve'echa Rashi Tevis Lemafreya, Hey Ches Kuf Aleph, Hater Chagura Kodem Achila. Take apart, undo your belt before you eat. And they say, Pas Lechem, this is a Bach and a Prisha, this isn't some, right? Pas Lechem, Rashi Tevis, Pen Tovo Lidei Choli Me'ayim. That if you don't undo your belt, you can have a stomachache. So if you tie it very tight, you should undo the belt before you eat. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up from Amar Abaye tomorrow.